Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Now, fans of this show, along with my family doctor and companies that sell flex waist pants, know that I love cheese. I love cheese more than I should for reasons I can't explain. The men of my family have held an affinity for cheese that goes back generations. When dogs bark for cheese, we bark back. Maybe I'm not alone, but how much do we really know about cheese? Well, I'm joined now by a special guest who cuts cheese for a living. She's from Crosby. She's been at Harmony Food Co-op for 17 years. She's been to over 30 Wisconsin cheesemaker operations. So fans of Northern Community Radio know her as a cheese expert on the morning show. It's Mackenzie Lindahl.
Hi, guys. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Mackenzie. And this is a radio first. You just got a picture, if you will. There's a word picture in your mind. I am at a music stand that we have converted into a table, and I am looking at cheese. Authentic, real cheese.
Real artisan Wisconsin cheese.
Real artisan, yes. Wisconsin cheese. Now, they say not to eat on the radio. They specifically mention cheese.
Let's break the rules.
Let's break the rules. Tell me, if I'm going to look at this piece of cheese right here, I'm going to take a small one so that I...
So this is a blue cheese.
Okay, this is a blue cheese.
It has some spicy peppers in it as
okay.
well.
Okay, it's a soft cheese.
Yeah, blue cheeses tend to be a little softer.
Soft, okay.
They're paste.
I'm going to eat this cheese. Tell me about it while I'm eating this.
It's made by Sid Cook at Car Valley Cheese. He is a fourth generation cheesemaker. They kind of call him the Willy Wonka of cheesemakers
in
Wisconsin.
This is an Oompa Loompa cheese. This is this is the kind of cheese
it's
that's like...
It's a Bloompa Loompa.
It's a blue cheese. Yeah, right? You find this once in a blue cheese. No, this is good. It's got a lot of flavor to it.
People are afraid of blue cheese, and that's why I brought it. I kind of wanted to...
It's not too strong.
No.
It's very good.
Blue cheese can be so sweet and creamy, tangy, piquant.
I don't know what piquant means, but I enjoy this cheese very much.
Just tangy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I made a special request. Is that what this is?
Yeah. Yes. So this is a sharp cheddar.
Okay.
And you kind of asked me about sharp cheddar.
I want to know...
I think people, when they use the word sharp, they're thinking like aged cheddar. Like
right.
The longer something ages, it changes over time.
Right.
Cheese is a living thing, kind of like this radio show.
That's right. We are a really old cheese.
but the proteins in the milk change over time as it ages, and they can form really fun, crunchy, sweet little nuggets inside cheese that you may be familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's calcium lactase.
So this is a sharp cheddar.
It's a sharp cheddar. It's an aged cheddar.
It's an aged cheddar. That's what age is what makes something sharp. Now, my question for you is, why would a human being go to a store and buy mild cheddar? Why would a person do that?
I'm not that gal. I'm a more flavor per ounce kind of gal.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
This is quality cheese.
Feel the crunch?
I do. It's crunchy. Got like cheese flavor? Yeah. I realize I'm not a food journalist.
You want me to fill in the gaps for you?
Yeah. It's quite good. And the thing I love about good cheese is that it's got a powerful flavor. It can kind of take over whatever you're doing. But if you're like looking for just a little bit of it, you can do a lot with it.
Yeah.
Now the problem I've got is
you can't stop.
I can't stop eating. Yeah. Good. I told the staff knows, in fact, there's a team ready to intervene if there's trouble. But I told them that once I started eating this cheese, I couldn't promise you what might happen next. I might wake up in another town. It could be a bad deal. It's very good. Well, what should people look for when they buy a cheese? What are some of the factors that go into that?
I mean, when I buy a cheese, because I've tasted so many, I always try something I've never tried before or buy something I've never tried before because food is, you know, essential, right? But it's the most fun when it's a new experience. It might not be the best thing you've ever had or it might be too spicy, but at least you tried it. That's That's my approach.
Just like life.
Mm-hmm. Or find your favorite and buy it and bring it to every place you go.
That's right.
And
well,
create fans.
Mackenzie Lindahl, you have made me very happy today. And I hope some of this cheese is left behind by accident for enjoyment later. Thank you very much. Yep. From Harmony Food Co-op, it's Mackenzie Lindahl.